You're listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, creative hustler, you know I'm always talking about marketing, sales, lead generation, and how we can create something that we're proud of and put it out to the world so our clients love it. But today I want to talk about a really important business skill that I don't really hear many people talking about. And I do believe it's going to take your business to a whole nother level in 2024. Now, the trend has been in previous years where we talk so much about hustling, we talk about toxic positivity, we talk about hustle culture, all these things that sometimes led us to burnout and sometimes us being inauthentic to ourselves and us going a little bit differently to maybe the way that we actually work. For example, maybe you're not a morning person and you feel guilty that you have to wake up in the morning. I do believe if you're not a morning person, then maybe you should be working at nighttime and not the morning. That's totally fine. We are all different and we work very differently. Now in 2024, I hope you're ready to buckle in to learn some new skills, because I do believe that we do have some skills that we need to sharpen up on, especially as we become leaders and as we grow our business. Now, regardless if you're just starting out in your creative hustle or if you've been doing it for a long time, today's episode is really going to knuckle down on some skills that I think are going to change the game. Now, what are these skills? Well, they're called soft skills. Now, in the past, I talk a lot about hard skills, and hard skills could be sales and marketing and management skills and marketing skills and computer skills and analytical, project managing, budgeting, you know, money, all that kind of stuff, all hard skills. Soft skills, on the other hand, are very different. So soft skills are underestimated and underrated, but I believe they're more important. So the more you are refining your soft skills, I believe the higher your business can expand. And I know that's good news for you. Now, if you've been here for a little while, thank you so much. I do have two important announcements for 2024. And the first one's going to be, I am going to do an extra episode per week, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. It's going to be a Q&A. Now, I just got the Spotify wrap up for the end of the year, and I could see there's so many listeners and so many people actually interacted with me on Spotify as well. And, obviously, it makes me really happy to see all you guys out there in the world and listening to this podcast. Big thank you and shout out to you. Now, if you would love to submit in a question to me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a Google form down below where you can click that link and you can actually submit in a 1 to 2 minute audio clip. And from that audio clip, I can actually play it on the show and then I can dive deep into your specific questions. I think this would be a lot more fun because then I can hear from you and it becomes more interactive and we can hear from the community and different people and different industries and different niches, different stages of the business that actually listen to this show. And I get to know you a little bit more as well. Now, on that same show, the same episode, I'm going to do somewhere I'm going to put a question out to you and we'll get different perspectives on the same question. I think that will be really cool as well. So if you're interested in submitting a question for 2024, then please head down to the show notes that you see underneath this podcast episode and then boom, you're going to see it right there. Fill in that form, submit in that question. Make sure you say your name so I can play it on the podcast and we'll hear you in the new year. Now, last little thing before I get into it is next year, I'm going to give away a free mentoring session every single month to one lucky listener that leaves us a review for the show. Now, if you've left a review before, thank you so much. You do have a chance to win this, but if you would like to, and to be honest, I know there's a lot of people that haven't left a review because I think we only have about 600 reviews maybe. And right now we're sort of sitting at maybe 6,000 listeners per episode. So that's telling me there's a lot of people that haven't left a review. So if you would like to be in the draw to win a one-on-one mentoring session with me, head over to the Apple podcast app and leave a review right there. That's the easiest way. And if you can't leave it there, then maybe leave a review on Google. Wherever it is, I'm going to be pulling that review and then I will send out one one-on-one mentoring session per month in the year of 2024, which is really exciting. And you know what's really exciting about that is I get to meet you and hear your business and what you've been doing and solve some of your business problem, which is really cool. So let's get into today's episode. Okay, to get started on soft skills, we're going to go over 7 different things. I'm not going to go too deep into them, but it's definitely going to help you really think and reimagine what you're learning in the new year. Often we want to learn something that increases our earning capacity. And that could be sales or marketing or pricing. But today, soft skills is a really important thing for us as we move forward, especially as we become a leader. And maybe when I say a leader, you may not hire anyone, and that's totally fine, but you are leading your clients to somewhere, or you're leading yourself somewhere. So having leadership skills always is number one, but there's a few other little things that we need to work on. So the first one, in my opinion, is we need to work on our communication skills. Communication literally changes the game. If you're a good communicator, then you can create great connections with other people or with your clients. You can build trust. You can build deeper connections. So when I say communication as well, I'm not just talking about how you speak, but also how you show up on social media, how you write your emails, the copy on your website, like however your brand communicates with your audience and with everybody else out there in the world. Communication is by far the most handy tool that I have in my toolbox, and I've been practicing for a long time. Now, if you know my story, I was so scared of getting onto a podcast. So scared. I didn't want to have my mistakes and how I can't pronounce words and things like that out in the world for people to listen to. And truth be told, I still cringe when I listen to my own podcast. And, you know, thank you to you for listening, because I don't know how you do it sometimes. But I had to overcome my fear. And because of that reason, on my own podcast right now, I have over, 260 episodes. I have done over 100 interviews in the last 2 years alone on podcasts. So I am all over the place. And I've been able to sort of sharpen my communication skills in so many different ways. Now, that didn't come overnight. It's taken me years. This podcast has been running for 4 years now, and I'm still doing a terrible job. I know you might not say so, but I do. And I can always hear how I can do so much better. So I say that because I don't want you to get scared and think, well, it's too late for me, or it's too hard, or I don't want to get uncomfortable, and I don't want to put myself out there in the world, and I don't want to, you know, so on and so forth. But communication, hey, it's key. So if you can communicate not only with all the people around you, and you could tell a compelling story, or you can share a thought, but also it can help drive an action as well. So if you want to, you know, change something in the world, then communication is going to be key. If you do want to make more sales, obviously sales is communication. If you want to build a deeper connection, then that it comes down to communication. Now with communication, how does this sound to you? Well, a lot of the times we think it's just more about talking, but I'd have to say the better the communicator you are, the better the listener you are. So I think it's really important that we get really good at listening. Listening to the people around us, listening to the economy, listening to our business, listening to our clients, listening to our partner, listening. Because the more that you can listen, then other people feel heard, they feel seen, they feel understood, and then you are a good communicator. Now, often, and I've got to say this, often people strive to be understood. And that's why there's so many arguments. People will come in and they go, yeah, I know your way, but this is my way. And we fight tooth and nail for us to be understood by everybody else. Now, imagine in 2024, if you flip the script and you made it a goal to understand instead of being understood, and you're confident and comfortable in yourself that you don't care if people understand you, or if you didn't get your opinion across, or if you didn't get, you know, your argument across, you know, you didn't convert somebody to whatever it is. Now, if you strive to understand, it means you're going to have deeper connections, deeper conversations. It means so many things. You'll probably make more friends. You'll probably learn a lot more. You're going to learn a new skill. You'll learn a lot more new skills, because people open up to people that actually listen and strive to understand. So I do think one of the biggest skills that you can learn in 2024, honestly, is communicating. Now, communicating, like, it goes across with, you know, people around you, but also like your clients. Like, if you could just listen to your clients instead of talking all the time. This comes down to sales. So many people just jump the gun and they want to talk. And you know these people. You're telling a story and you can see the look on their face, and they're waiting for you to hurry up so then they can jump in and tell their story that's even better than your story, and no one actually listens. You want to be the person where you make people feel seen, understood, heard, valued. And at the end of the day, you are invested in them. Like, listening And listening is giving a form of time, and time is the most valuable thing that someone has. So if you've got time for somebody and you listen, then you're going to have very loyal friends, loyal clients, loyal fans, loyal customers. And I think everything is going to expand in that sense. Now, not only that, a lot of the times with our communication skills, we really do suck at it, especially when it comes to us communicating our value and our offer. And so for some reason, we think if we just build it, people will come, and we don't communicate the value that we have or how excited we are about something or about our big goals, our unrealistic goals, our big dreams, you know, whatever it is. And I think that is such a shame. An example of this, to be honest, and I've been doing this for years, is I always share my unrealistic goals wherever I can. And just the other day, I told a friend that I wouldn't mind starting a bar in one of the towns close to where I live. And there was a block of land, and it's just sitting there, and someone sent it to me, and they're like, ooh, it's $3.5 million. Like, Jai, you should get this and start that bar. Now, this has been a dream of mine for a long time, and I'm probably not going to do it because I've got a lot of other things on my mind, right? But the first thing that I did, I was like, you're right, and I need some money to do that. So for that weekend, I just want to test it out, and I went out and I extroverted myself into the community. I went down to the markets, the coffee shop. I was at the restaurant. I was at the bar. Like, I was everywhere. And everyone I ran into and everyone I talked to, I told them how, hey, I've got a dream. I'm thinking about buying this block, but I need money. Do you have any money, or do you know anyone that has any money that would like to invest in my idea? Now, I talked to about 11, 12 people that weekend about this in great detail. And then one person reached back and said, hey, Jai, I actually know someone that lives close to you, and they are a founder of this big company that I won't mention, and they would love to set up a meeting and have a chat with you. Now, this blew my mind because I was like, whoa, well, I was kind of serious, but I wasn't that serious. But just to have not that many conversations and next minute be able to open a door and have people actually reaching out to me and talking about my ideas, like, it just shows that my unrealistic goal of raising $3.5 million to buy a big property to put on a bar and a cafe and stuff, it would be impossible if I didn't have the communication skills and the confidence to show up and spread that with everybody. Now, remember, people all work differently, and there's a lot of people that want to be at service and at service to you. It makes people feel good. So if someone shows up, or if you show up and you've got an unrealistic goal and you share it with a friend, your friend most likely would love to input towards your goal in some way, and it makes us feel good. Now, what you do a lot of the times, and this is going to be calling out some people, is we feel insecure about our goals, unworthy, and so we don't share it. And because of that reason, we deprive our friends from actually being invested and taking part of your goals and of your dreams. So being at service with you. Now, I've got a lot of friends like this, and I love to bring people along on the ride. I love to bring my staff members, my clients, like everybody on the ride, because I know it feels good to help somebody else out on their dreams. And I'm doing it for other people all the time. Like, I love it. Like, tell me your unrealistic goals. Tell me what you want to do. How can I help you? How can I show up? And I listen to what people are saying. I listen to what their blocks might be. I'm listening to what they actually need, and I'm giving them that time. So that's the communication skills I'm talking about that we need to dial in. Especially if we're moving into 2024, I got to say this. If you are worried about AI right now, the reason why you're worried is because you think everyone else is going to use it and their communication skills are going to get dramatically better because they're using ChatGPT to write captions and everything else. You need to talk and write like a human. And if you can do that, if you can have that empathy, that vulnerability, that transparency, that connection, if you could relay on an idea, a goal, your aspirations to other people, then you can make change. And that's what we want to do in business. We're always making change. So regardless if I am my wedding photographer and I'm sharing an idea of how I want to be one of the best in the world, and I want to fly around the world, and I want to do all this cool stuff, and I want to speak at workshops and whatever, or if I'm an educator and I want to run the biggest workshop on the planet and I want to get as many people in as possible and have the best speakers, I want to sell at the cheapest price, regardless, whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm always sharing my unrealistic goals with you and with everybody else. And over the years, I've learned to be confident in what I'm doing. And if I'm not confident, then I probably shouldn't be doing it, right? And so there's something that I'm not feeling right about it. So I need to change it, or I need to change my communication or something. But if I'm feeling icky about sharing something, like, oh, it's too expensive, it's not good enough, then I'm going to change my offer, my product, my craft, whatever it is, my pricing, until I'm so obsessed with it that I'm like, everybody needs to get onto this. What are they doing? Everybody needs to help me out with this. When I think about my bar and I ask them for $3.5 million from people, you know, if you want to invest in my idea, I'm like, man, you want to be at this bar. You want to be invested. You will want to be known as the person that paid for this. Like, you would want that because this is going to be incredible. You know, so I'm over-promising all the time and then I'm going to deliver on that promise. That's me with my communication skills. And believe it or not, going to a hard skill that is sales, like sales is communication. And the best communicators in the world are the people that show up as their best selves and they're truthful, they're honest, they're authentic, you know, all these buzzwords, but they also, they strive to understand. And that's the most important thing. If you can understand what your clients actually want, what they're actually searching for, what they actually desire, then of course you can make a sale. Like, it makes sense, right? And if you can understand that deeply, it means you don't have any more competition. You can stand out because I know in most creative industries, people suck at sales and they always say how they don't want to do it and they hate it and it makes them feel icky. So it's really easy to stand out in this whole industry because if you just become a great communicator and great at sales, which is the same thing, then you're going to stand out because no one can compete against somebody that makes them feel amazing, understood, heard, seen, and everything else. Now, next one. Soft skills is your attitude, believe it or not. So I want you to think about your attitude all the time, like your attitude towards everything, your attitude towards Monday mornings, your attitude towards work, your coworkers, your attitude towards people that ask for a discount, your attitude towards people that ghost you, your attitude towards people that are not even appreciating you, your attitude towards someone that's cutting you off in traffic. I want you to think about your attitude because attitude is so, so important. And if you have a really good attitude where you show up and you've got an amazing work ethic, you're polite, you're kind, you're treating others with respect, regardless if they're treating you with respect, then it's going to change your game. Because a good attitude outweighs everything else, your sales skills, everything else, because people want to be around people that have a good attitude and people want to avoid people that have a bad attitude with anything. You know, I avoid people like the plague when they got a bad attitude. And trust me, we all have those people in our life. We're all going to come across them. We all have those people as clients or as coworkers or as competition or whoever it is out there in the universe. Now, you don't need to go down to where they are and equally have a bad attitude. Why not crush them with a really good attitude? Now, nobody likes somebody with a super good attitude when they have a bad attitude because they can't stand being around you. Like, it's just, it's infectious for everybody else, but they'll see you winning in all aspects. You'll have more people coming towards you. You will attract more clients. You will have more collaborations. You'll probably have a lot more happiness. You'll have more reviews. You'll have more income, more everything. Everything expands for people that have a good attitude. Now, going back to it, attitude towards everything in life, right? So this is the emotional intelligence that you need to have. If you are getting triggered and you're yelling at someone at the supermarket or even when you're driving a car or whatever it is, or if you're one of those type of people, which I know that you're not because you're listening to this podcast, but you see these people that get in the Facebook groups and they start saying some nasty things about their clients or, you know, about the economy, and then they don't take responsibility of anything. Like, you see these people, they got the wrong attitude. Then you see people with the right attitude and it just seems like no matter what goes their way or doesn't go their way, they still show up with a smile. No matter if they failed, they still showed up with a smile. No matter if things just don't seem to be going right, they still show up and they still make a big impact. You got to be one of those people. Having a bigger, larger than life attitude where you're showing up and you're ready to make things happen. You're problem solving. You're not creating problems. You're taking full responsibility of yourself and your surroundings and everything else. And you're saying, you know what? Everything's my fault. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to turn this around. Yeah, I'm having a shit day. That's totally fine. It's not because of my work ethic or anything else. I'm just having a shit day. Because, hey, having a good attitude doesn't mean you don't have a shit day. So this is the opposite to what you think. I want to digress on this. I think, you know, so many people say like, well, you might have like toxic positivity and things like that if you're always happy. I'm not saying having a good attitude means you're always happy. I'm saying you've got a good attitude towards everything that comes your way. Sometimes you're going to be in a bad mood. Sometimes you're going to have a shit day. That's totally fine. But your attitude and your communication skills come together and then you can communicate it. Hey, guess what? I'm actually having a bad day today. That's all right though. I love what I'm doing and I'm going to move past this. I'm moving towards something. Tomorrow's going to be a good day. I'm waking back up. I'm showing back up. I'm blowing back up. Like everything's expanding. Does that make sense? So your attitude, man, right now, like towards everything, like attitude towards like you and your self-worth. Like if you are your biggest hater, come on, man, what are you doing? Like I have so many people that I know that I work with that have so much imposter syndrome, such low worth, you know, worthiness. And they literally like all the time, like, oh, I don't deserve this, Jai. No one should be paying me, Jai. Like it's, I'm too expensive. This is too, you know, whatever it is. That's too expensive for me. I'm like, come on. If you're your biggest hater, who's going to be your biggest supporter? You have to be your biggest supporter. You know, the funny thing is I am my biggest supporter. And Lelu, my wife, always laughs at me. And she's like, Jai, you always say you're the best. I'm like, if I don't say it, who's going to say it, babe? Like, I am the best at the things that I do until I see someone else doing it better. And once I see someone doing it better, then I want to do better than what they're doing, right? But I know that I'm always doing the best that I can do. And so that's the best. Like, what else is there? Like, I can only do the best that I can do. And if I know deep down in my heart that I'm doing the best that I can do, hey, man, I've got a good attitude because I'm showing up. I'm like, hey, man, I'm the best. I can do it. This is my best that's showing up right now. I am going to create the best thing for you. I'm going to give you the best experience. Like, I cannot wait to wake up on Monday morning and edit your photos. I cannot wait to wake up on Monday morning and create your logo. I cannot wait, right? Because I've got that good attitude where I'm showing up and I'm blowing up and everything else is irrelevant. So number two skill that I want you to think about in the new year to take your business to a whole nother level is I want you to be consciously thinking about your attitude. Is it serving you in this moment? And if it's not, what can you do about it? Okay, number three is time management. Now this one, a lot of people always say it's like, Jai, I don't have enough time. And I would say that's a poor excuse. Like, you know, we all know this, that we all have the same amount of time on the planet. Like time management is a really important thing. And the people that say they have the least amount of time, the funny thing is they're the ones that keep track the least amount of their time. It's kind of like when someone says, I've got no money and I'm broke and they don't know how much money is in their bank account. Are you sure you're broke? Like, why are you so broke all the time? So with time, it's the same thing. If you're not managing your time, how do you know that you've got no time? Like, how do you know? You know, what are you doing with all the hours of your day? What is it that you're doing? And I know that some of us have kids. Some of us have an extra job and another job and another job. Some of us have to commute to work. Like there are so many things that we need to do. But if we go back, instead of comparing ourselves to everybody else and what they're doing, how can you hyper-focus in what you are doing right now? Now, I want to give you two little things about time management. One is, imagine if I could give you 3 months extra per year working days. Now, I actually heard this on a Brendan Burchard podcast episode. He's laid this out perfectly. Okay, so shout out to him. This is his concept and I loved it. So he said, if I could give you 3 months extra per year, like what would that do for your business? And everyone said, oh my God, that'd be amazing. Imagine if I could have that. So if you scroll 2 hours per day on social media, spend 2 hours per day on social media, if you put that into work, that is equivalent to 3 months worth of work, 9 to 5, 5 days a week. Like, can you believe it? An extra 3 months. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go out there and work an additional 3 months in a year. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is you need to know the time's there. You need to know that with that time, you could probably spend it with your family more, with your partner more, you know, growing something that you love more, the side hustle, you know, watering the garden, whatever it is. There's so many things that we can do. So replacing that out. Now, I want to give a little story that I love. I met with a friend, and I think Bill Gates said this, like, give a busy person more tasks because they'll get them all done. They'll get them on time. Busy people, they will get things done. Where when people are not busy, they don't get anything done, procrastinating and everything else. So I had a friend and he wanted to write a book and he did write a book. So this is like past tense when he told me. And he was like, Jai, I really wanted to write a book. And then I thought about how I don't have enough time. I worked in the city in Melbourne. And I lived about an hour out. So every day I drove in and I drove out. And then one day I was sick of all the excuses of how I work these big 10-hour days and I just don't have enough time. So he started thinking about where could he find time? And he realized that he spends 2 hours per day, which is 10 hours per week, driving his car to work to a big city job. So he worked a corporate job. Anyway, so he had to think about it. And he's like, what if I caught the train? If I caught the train in, it's really easy because I've got a train station just next door. And then it goes all the way into work and it takes about an hour commute. And that's an hour there and an hour back. And then I could write the book on the train. So over that year, 10 hours per week, he dedicated himself those 2 hours every single day to write his book. And at the end of it, he had a book and it was an amazing book. And he did that because he relocated some time or reassigned some time. You know, sometimes we think we want full control. We want to drive the car because we look cool and you know, it's more convenient, we think, and all this kind of stuff. But it's like, what's most important to you, to look cool or to have more time? So I think about that story a lot and I'm like, man, this is a guy that was so busy and he worked out how to get so much. 3 more months, when you think about it. 3 more months, he got 2 hours per day. It's got to blow your mind. So often we think time management, man, this is hard. Right now, as we speak, like I just launched 2 programs. I'm renovating a house right now. I am launching another program at the start of next year. So I'm just pre-planning all that stuff out. Like I've got so much going on with all my business and stuff. And the thing that I never say is I never say that I'm busy or too busy or I don't have time. I never do that because I prioritize things. Now, imagine this. This is something that we got to catch ourselves saying. If my mom said to me, Jai, I'd love for you to come and have dinner on Thursday night. And if I said, sorry, mom, I'm too busy. I don't have the time. All I am saying to her is, hey, mom, I'm sorry. I'm not prioritizing our relationship. Like I haven't prioritized you right now. I've prioritized something else in front of you. Hey, and that's totally fine if that's what you want to do. But saying that you don't have time for somebody, that's exactly what it means. You don't have time for somebody or going out for coffee or catching up with a friend or collaborating or whatever it is, going on to a date with your partner. You don't have time. It means you're simply saying, I haven't prioritized it because you do have time. It's just that you've got some other things in the priority line that is higher than going to dinner with your mum or your partner or whatever it is. So instead of saying you're busy and you don't have time, you can do other things and say, hey, right now I've got some other things on the higher priority that I need to get done and I'm going to make time for you. Okay, so we're going to reschedule and we'll make something work. I'm going to look at my schedule and look at my time. I can shift some things around and we can make this work. So no matter who it is, I got a text message today from an old friend and he's like, Jai, do you have time to catch up tomorrow? I'm like, of course I do. He's like, but you're so busy all the time. I'm not busy. I'm not busy for you, you know. Some people are too busy. I'm not too busy. I'm literally not too busy. I've got time. I have time. I have more time than most people that I know, which blows my mind. And I do more than most people that I know. So I want you to look at time differently. Instead of being a scarce resource that you just like, it just seems to suck out every single morning. You wake up and it's gone by the end of the day. You're back into bed. I want you to be really intentional with it and think, how can I make the biggest impact today? What's the highest priority thing? What don't I have to do? What can I get rid of? What can I outsource to somebody else? You know, and start really diving deep into like protecting that time. Okay, number 4, soft skills for 2024 is collaborations and teamwork. Collaborations, it's a huge one. I always say, and I'm sure lots of people say this, but your network is your net worth. And I have proven this to myself so many times. And it's not who you know, it's who knows you. So you need to get known by people. You need to get out there and collaborate with people. Say hello to people. And when I say collaborations, man, it can be so easy. It doesn't have to be hard. I got a group coaching call question inside the 6-figure business map last week. And it's like, I want to shoot luxury weddings. This is a wedding photographer. Like, how do I make a connection with a luxury wedding vendor? I'm like, it's easy. You just write them a really nice email. Just say, hello, what's up? My name's Jai. How you doing? Because if I just reached out to anyone that I want to know, or that I want them to know my business, I can just reach out. I can send them a DM. I can, you know, find their number, send them a text. I can give them a call. I can send them an email, like whatever it is. But as soon as they read that, they know who you are. And then you can follow up again and follow up again. Like, why not? So get known by people. And I think this is going to be a really good skill for you to have, is to learn how to collaborate, not ask for things. As soon as I contact someone and say, can I be on your vendor list? Can I be your second shooter? Can I do this with you? Can I be on your podcast? It means that I'm asking for something way before it should be asked for. You know, going back to the communication skills and the attitude and everything else. The wrong attitude to have is for me to not have the communications, not understand them, not listen to them. And then me having a bad attitude by saying like, can I have, and grabbing, instead of having good communication skills and saying, what do you need? How can I make your life easier? I've got a lot of skills. I've got a lot of soft skills and hard skills. You know, I can bring a lot of value to your life. You just let me know. And having that can-do attitude. Hey, I can show up. I can make it work. I've got time. Going back to the time management, I've got time for you. I can make this. You want a coffee? You can do that. You don't have time? That's fine. I have lots of time. I'll drive a coffee out to yours. Wherever you are right now, I'll take it out there. You know, I think this is really important. I've literally went for meetings with people that are like, Jai, I wish you were in Chicago and you had time. I'm like, I do. I've got time. And I've literally jumped in a plane and went there. I'm like, I've got time for you. This relationship's important to me. This collaboration is going to be good. I am dedicating my time to you and to us and to make something work. So collaborations is going to be a big one for you in 2024 because you can both leverage each other's audiences. You both leverage each other's knowledge. You both leverage each other's skills. There's so much more happiness when you have friends in an industry opposed to trying to be self-made and do it all by yourself. Like there's so many people that have done it before you have. There's so many people that have done amazing things. You know, I think about all the skills that I have and all the amazing things that I've done. I've done a lot of them. I've done so many amazing things. And I think about like, hey, if I got to hang out with some people, I can share some of my knowledge, some of the things that I learned, some of the wild stories, some of the places I've been in the world because my job took me there, because my skills took me there, my communication skills, whatever it is. I've done so much cool stuff. So let's collaborate. Let's talk. Let's create something together. Let's make something, you know? On this, there's a really good book by Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. And it's called Who Not How. And for me in 2024, I'm actually going to, that's my motto for 2024 from those guys. Great book, but it's Who Not How. How can I find more people that I can collaborate with and create with in 2024? So then that's not just me and the hard work from my back doing all the things, you know, and there's so many amazing people in your industry. There's so many people that want to work with you. You just need to open up and say hello. Right? You just need to get known. Like if you're sitting there right now and you've got no clients, you've got no leads, you're just not known. Like reach out to people. Why doesn't everyone know what you do? Like does everybody know your offer? Does everyone know that you travel? Does everyone know that you create? Does everyone know you're at the local markets? Does everyone know? Because if they don't, who else is going to talk about you? You've got to be your biggest supporter. Be your biggest fan. Show up and blow up. Why not? Okay, next one is problem solving. In 2024, I want you to have less problems or creating problems and more problem solving. Now, notice that I don't say get rid of your problems. We want to solve problems. Well, I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they try to not have problems. But honestly, and hey, this has come from some big experience from a lot of things that I've done where I've got a lot of problems. You've got to get bigger problems. If you've got bigger problems, you're going to have bigger solutions. If you have no problems, you have no solutions. If you have no solutions, you have no income because you're not solving a problem for anybody. Does that make sense? Because if you can solve it for yourself, you probably can solve it for somebody else as well. So having problems is a really important thing. And you want big, scary problems that wake you up in the morning and you go, man, I need to get to work. I've got some big problems to sort after. I've got to look after these things, man. No one else is going to look after them. Okay. I want you to be thinking about that. Those big problems, look for them. You know, the last thing that you want is little shitty problems. You do not want little problems. Like a little problem is like, oh, I don't have any leads anymore. That's a horrible problem. A big problem is like, I got too many leads, man. That's a good problem. Okay. So think about how can you grow your problems, but when these problems come up, you are a problem solver. You don't sit there and think about how can I do it? Like, why is it going to take so long? And you dread it and you procrastinate and you're indecisive and you don't know what you should do. Hey, I got to say, like speed is key. Get in there, solve that problem, make it fast. Find somebody that knows it, somebody that's done it before. Like take action on it. Don't let it sit there in your inbox. Hit it straight on, head on every single morning. The first thing you want to do is you want to solve the biggest problems and then you can work on towards everything else. The big scary things that are sitting there, they're outstanding, something that you got to do. Do it first, then your day is good all the way from there. So problem solving. And the last one is empathy. This one's a really important one. This one comes across communication skills and attitude and literally collaborations and everything else. Actually, I've got a bonus one after this one. Okay, so empathy. Empathy is you being able to understand where everybody else is, you know, being in their shoes. And I think this is so important because so often we're trying to fight our fight and we're trying to be right and we're trying to get our opinions across and we're trying to argue and we're trying to, you know, be be the best and everything else. But having empathy is understanding everybody else around your clients. Like if someone says, I'm too expensive, what do you say? A lot of the times we take it as an insult. Oh my God, it's me, it's my prices. Hey, have empathy, man. Understand, where are they from? When is it the time that you reached out to someone and you didn't have a budget? You know, if they're asking for a discount, when is the time that you asked for a discount? I know you've done it. Everyone's done it. So I want you to have empathy for those people and then communicate it back to them. I totally understand. I know where you are. I know where you've been. I know how hard it can be. I know it's expensive. I know it's hard. I know there's not enough buying information on my website. I know I've made it hard for you. I know my price guide's just not organized enough for you to understand the value. I know. I understand. Hey, but this is going to be the best client experience you've ever had. You know, and then I can spin it. I can go back into my good attitude, my communication. I understand. I understand everything that you're saying, right? But you need to deeply understand. If you can deeply understand, especially your clients, man, your business will fundamentally change in 2024. I know I said this before with communications and I said this with attitude as well. But honestly, if you can deeply understand the struggles that your clients are having, like the fears, the thoughts, the desires, those deep desires that they have deep down, you know, if you can understand these things, it means you can show up and you can solve those big problems. It means you can show up and blow up and it gets so much easier. It gets more enjoyable. You'll have more friends. There'll be more love. Like it's... everything expands. So the last one, this one is just like a little sneaky secret one. Actually, it's not, to be honest. I said seven at the start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This one is the last one. Last one is creative thinking. Creative thinking leads to innovation. Problem solving leads to innovation. Creative thinking leads to innovation. I think this is really important because what I've seen in the past few years has been like a huge trend where we go like, let's jump on a trend and do the same as everybody else. Let's use the same music on social media as everybody else. Let's jump on that same trend and do the same thing and use the same captions and create the same reels and create the same content and create the same website. And we're so ingrained into creating the same to fit in. And I want to say, in your creative business, bring back creativity in the business, not just the craft. Like bring it back into the thought process, into the brainstorming. Bring it back into your sales, into your marketing. Like bring it into everything. If you can creatively think about things, it means you can innovate something and you can create something from scratch, something brand new that other people haven't seen. Maybe you get inspiration from music or from art books or from, you know, conversations or wherever it is, from movies, and you bring it into your business. But the more creative that you are in your business, the more you're going to stand out. And if you do stand out, guess what? You won't be the person saying, well, the market's oversaturated, because it's not. It's not saturated for you because you stand out. It's only saturated and people that don't stand out feel that way. But if you know that, hey, man, my product is completely different to the person down the road. And even if the person down the road has a similar price structure as me, they still don't get me. They still don't get my problem solving skills. They still don't get my attitude. Like they still don't get my communication. Like so much there. So I want you to really be thinking about like brainstorming and coming up with as many original ideas you can across everything. Like I have seen people lately do this so well, especially on Reels, because it kind of annoyed me so much over the last few years where we were just allowed to essentially steal someone's idea. Because if you think of a trend, say for instance, someone does something to a song and they might dance and mime it or something, and then someone else copies it and someone else copies it. You got to remember, one person had the idea and 80,000 people copied it, right? Like that's kind of a shitty trend. When you think about it, as a creative, I'm always like, oh man, it kind of sucks that there's no originality right now. But now, more so than ever on social media, I'm watching people and they're just amazing. Like there's so much good stuff, so many good reels, so much cool content. People are showing up and creating stuff that feels authentically them. And it's in their style, with their haircut, with their clothes, with their brand, with their way that they show up, with their communication skills, with their attitude. And it's just something to admire. Like it's in the creative industry. It's like, why not show up and admire those that are striving to stand out instead of giving all the views and admiring those that are striving to follow a trend to copy somebody else so then they can jump on a train of trying to get some more views. But for what? I've got to say that. You know, not all attention is good attention. You know, I would rather have less attention and be known for someone that's creative and authentic and creating something for myself than for somebody that is just a viral TikTok person that's, you know, popped up in the last 12 months and there's not as much substance. Like, I would rather that. I want you to think about this. Like, all attention is not good attention. I could get, if I walked out of the supermarket and I want to get a lot of eyes on me, I could do some marketing and I could do that by pulling my pants down. If I pulled my pants down and I was completely naked, standing out there in the parking lot, I'd get a lot of attention. There'd be a lot of people looking at me. Probably some phone calls will happen. Maybe the police will come. Could even be on the news. Who knows? Depends on how long I do it for. That doesn't mean, hey, I'm getting attention. I'm getting a lot of views. That doesn't mean that it's a good thing for my brand. It doesn't mean that I want that attention. Does that make sense? So just because everybody else is doing something on social media, it doesn't mean that's good attention. And it doesn't mean if you've got a million followers, that's going to translate to your business actually growing. So I want you to think about, if you want to be known for something, why not be known for something that's creative and something that's you? Like, above all else, it's just you. I see it and I'm like, wow, that is that person. And you know these people. There's so many social media accounts that I follow like this now, but I bet you know someone. You're like, oh man, every time I even see a second of their reel, I know it's them. You know, even like when I listen to Gary Vee, for instance, like Gary Vee is prolific on social media and he has like tens of thousands of people copying him, copying his captions and all the things that he does, for sure. But the second that it pops up and he talks, I'm like, oh, I know that voice. I know the attitude. I know the way that he communicates. Like, I know his style. Like, I know it all. It's him. No one else can copy that. There is no competition for him. For other people, it's a saturated market. Like, everyone's doing reels just like this, man. Gary, nope, no competition. He's Gary, right? So I want you to think about that with your brand. Like, are you authentically yourself right now and you're putting your best foot forward because you want to create a brand with substance that people are going to love and to be attracted to and they're going to pay you money? Or are you trying to get views for the ego thing? This is what I was saying before with the car. You're driving around. Is it for the car, for the ego, or do you want more time back? No, it's up to us. So something to think about in 2024. And when you're doing your content strategy, I would do less of what all those people say on TikTok where they say, like, just follow some trending audio, jump on someone else's social media account, see what worked the best, and then copy it, create the same reels as everybody else, do the same slideshow as everybody else. I'd do less of that because I feel like that's going out and people are starting to yearn for like better content. And I'll do more original ideas, even if it gets less views. Because if you can show up and do original ideas and you do it over and over, you're going to get more creative thinking. You're going to get more innovative. Then you're going to start seeing what people actually resonate with. And then you're probably going to get a lot more leads. And yeah, maybe you're playing the long game here, but why does success have to be so fast for you? Why cannot we put in some hours and some brain thoughts and it actually creates something that's going to be so unique that our clients are going to absolutely love? So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can share this podcast episode with the world and tag me at jailong.co on Instagram. I'd love to see you over there. And if you ever got any questions or you just want to say hello or any feedback on my podcast episodes, please do. In my DMs, I listen and write and comment on everything. So that's all me. And I'd love to have a conversation. But otherwise, I will see you soon.